Page 120. Read. A Housemaid's Diary.
Amelia Slater, age 13, worked in a country house in England at the beginning of the 20th century. In these entries from her diary, she describes a few typical days as a servant in the house of Lord and Lady Bosden. Life in the early 1900s was very different from the way it is today. It was legal for children as young as 9 to go to work, and many children never went to school at all.
January 20th, 1908. Dear Diary, my day started at 5:30 this morning. I jumped out of bed and raced downstairs to see if Emma had lit the range and boiled water for tea. Our boss, Mrs. Maggs, the housekeeper, likes her tea and toast at 6 o'clock. So the first thing I have to do is make her breakfast. Lucky her. The rest of us have to wait until 8 o'clock for breakfast. Next, I gathered the broom and dustpan and began my cleaning duties. After a while, I heard the other servants, Emma, Betty, Lily and Hattie, having breakfast. I wanted to join them, but I still had some dusting to do, so I had to hurry to finish the job. I had been assigned the task of dusting her ladyship's beautiful vases. I was hurrying so much that one slipped out of my hand and smashed into 1,000 pieces on the floor. I was so upset. It was difficult for me to do my work well this afternoon and evening. I'm terrified that I'll be dismissed. January 21st, 1908. Dear Diary, early this morning, I told Mrs. Maggs that the vase had been broken, and I confessed that I'd done it. Mrs. Maggs looked rather angry at first, but then she said, "Accidents happen, but be more careful next time." I'm so happy! I'm keeping my job! After breakfast, Mrs. Maggs told me to help Hattie and Lily with the laundry. I love this task. The soap smells wonderful, and the steam from the big copper cauldrons full of boiling water keeps us warm. When the laundry was finished, we joined the other servants in the dining hall for lunch. It was beef stew again. The meat was gristly, but at least the carrots were fresh. January 22nd, 1908. Dear Diary, my morning was very busy, as usual. Then, in the afternoon, Betty, who attends his lord and ladyship's daughters, asked me to help her put out the ladies' riding clothes. They were going to ride their horses to the lake. When the ladies came back from riding, they went upstairs for tea in the drawing room. After they'd finished, the tea trays were brought down and some scones were left over. Rosie, the cook, gave one each to Hattie, Lily, and me. We ate them quickly, before Mrs. Maggs saw us. Mrs. Maggs wouldn't approve. She's very strict. We had cabbage soup and bread for dinner. I usually love cabbage soup, but I lost my appetite from worrying about his lordship. It's hard work here every day, and I always worry that his lordship is going to blame me for something. Maybe that sounds silly, but it's the way I feel. I think it's because I still can't stop thinking about breaking that vase. At 7 o'clock, the gong was struck. That meant the ladies were going to dress for dinner. I waited in the passageway outside their bedrooms. If one of the ladies needed something, a comb, a ribbon, or a pin, it was my job to get it. January 23rd, 1908. Dear Diary, after a very busy morning and afternoon, the evening brought no rest. I usually get time off while dinner is being served, but today, Mrs. Maggs said I was needed. The kitchen gets frantic during dinner, and it's a bad idea to get in the butler's way. At 9:30, Hattie, Lily, and I washed all the dishes, all the knives and forks and spoons, and all the pots. Then we washed the kitchen floors. Around 11, we could go to bed at last. Just as I was going upstairs, his lordship appeared. My heart almost stopped. I felt so frightened that he was going to tell me off about the vase. But he smiled kindly and said, "Good night, Amelia." I like his lordship.